Standing by, over.
Jeremy and Joe starts now.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Starting again for the third time today. He's Joe, I'm Jeremy. Who are you giving out your Texans awards to? 713-780-3776. These awards are the regular season awards, as we all know. A junkie said Texans drafted a 19-year-old before. You're proving the point that it's not age-related. You're proving the point that it's how many years out of high school. You know Amobi Okoye was drafted at 19? You know how many years he played at Louisville?
Three.
Four.
Four.
He entered Louisville at the age of 15.
That's crazy.
I know. Let's see. He tested into ninth grade whenever he moved to America from Nigeria.
Wow.
So he tested out of a bunch of grades, I guess. Yeah, but he was four-year college before he was drafted. All right, who are you giving these awards to? And because we, Jeremy and Joe, and then sometimes Brian, care about the listeners more than we care about ourselves. We don't need to listen to ourselves talk. We don't care about our own opinion. We don't value our opinion more than yours. So we're actually going to lead it off with a caller. 713-780-3776. Eddie, you're in with Jeremy and Joe. Who are you giving your awards to, Eddie?
Hey, what's going on, guys? The listeners are always right, guys.
That's right. I agree.
That's why we're here. Just kidding around. But anyways, MVP on the coaching side has got to be Ryan Burke taking over defensive play calling for the Texans so that D'Amico could focus a little bit more on the offense. So it makes me wonder what D'Amico's actually been doing with the offense. But that's another story. And then, on the offensive side of the ball, player-wise, it's got to be Dalton Schultz, I think. I mean, the safety valve he's been for C.J. Stroud, always on the run. You know, Nico Collins, obviously the best offensive player we have, I think. And then on the defense, that entire unit is awesome. I'm not even going to get into that. They're all just amazing.
Appreciate it, Eddie. Thank you.
Thank you,
leading
Eddie.
The way, leading us off with our 2025 Houston Texans regular season awards. Got to admit,
yay, Texans!
Little surprised he went Dalton Schultz. He's had a great year, broke a Texans record. Little surprised he went Dalton Schultz to me, Joe.
For which award?
He went Dalton Schultz, Offensive Player of the Year.
Guess what?
What?
I agree.
Wow.
That's your pick as well?
I wrote down Dalton Schultz.
Wow.
As Offensive Player of the Year.
Over Nico?
Over Nico. The consistency that he has had the entire season, he's been reliable. Pretty much every situation, the quarterback. I know the numbers are not as great as Nico's, but I went Schultz for Offensive Player of the Year as well.
Schultz does have 11 more catches, but he's got about 350 less yards and 3 less touchdowns.
I know, but I went Dalton Schultz as well.
Wow.
Me and Eddie, simpatico.
Brian and I tie, and because the listener's opinion doesn't count as much, Nico Collins is our winner.
I thought you just said the opposite 3 minutes ago.
It's only half a vote.
I'm about to pull this because I'm going to have to use it in about 45 minutes, but he also called him Ryan Burke, so.
He did.
He hurt himself there a little bit.
He did call him Ryan. That's okay, though. We knew he meant Matt Burke. He just thinks Matt Burke has morphed so much into his head coach that he stole part of his last name.
That makes sense.
All right, who's your MVP, Joe? 2025 Houston Texans Awards rolling out the red carpet.
Yeah, this is tough. I wrote down two names and went back and forth a lot. Between the two of these guys.
Okay.
They ultimately landed on Kyemi Fairbairn as the MVP of the season. He's got 44 field goals.
Tied an NFL record.
Where are the Houston Texans without Kyemi Fairbairn? You know what? I don't think they're a playoff team without him.
Punting from the 41.
Yep.
That's where they're at.
Kyemi was the straw that stirred the drink this
season.
You
don't think they're a playoff team without him?
I'm not sure.
So, like, to make it a baseball conversation, wins above replacement. You replace Kyemi with the average kicker.
I just think
they're not a playoff team.
Missed kicks.
Don't forget they had Matt Wright for a couple of weeks.
Yep, and he.
Yeah, that's already factored in.
It's already factored in, but he only made one field goal.
Did they win the games where Matt Wright was there?
I don't remember which game that was.
I don't remember which games they were.
I don't remember either.
But yeah, Kyemi Fairbairn, MVP.
Matt Wright played two games. Led the NFL in field goals made, tied an NFL record.
MVP.
Yeah, the Texans were 2-0 in games that Matt Wright was playing.
Good for him.
So
discredited, Joe.
Yeah, no. I think that does discredit Kaimi a bit.
I don't care.
It really does.
44 made field goals.
Joe, quick question. Winning percentage with Kaimi better or with the other kicker better?
The other kicker.
Yeah, there you go. Discredited.
It's the other kicker. I'm going to go with my MVP. I'm going to go Will the Thrill Anderson.
Okay.
Give me Will Anderson. I love the pick whenever the Texans traded up.
You love
number
it.
Three. When, the moment they traded up to get Will Anderson and traded that King's ransom to move up to get him, I was like, this is going to be a great move. This is going to be a great move for the Houston Texans, and Will Anderson one day is going to be their team MVP. And today, we're fulfilling that thought.
Okay. Brian?
I believe you said it was a day that'll live in infamy.
For his opponents.
Yeah, for his opponents.
For Will Anderson's opponents.
That's exactly how you meant it. I went with a sweep for Nico. I gave him team MVP also. Obviously, having to play 3.5 games without C.J. Stroud. The weapons around him with the rookies and the addition of the former Jaguar didn't really count for much. So, Nico had to do a lot of heavy lifting in the offense. I gave him MVP.
Okay.
All right. MVP, Nico Collins. Moving on. We already said our offensive player of the year. Joe went with Schultz. Actually, we haven't said all of ours.
Yeah, I went
Schultz. I guess we did.
You guys said Nico, right?
We kind of like... somehow got there. Yeah, you're Schultz. We're both on Nico for Offensive Player of the Year. Who is your Defensive Player of the Year in 2025 for the Houston Texans?
This one's tough because I want to give Danielle Hunter his flowers, but he can't win the award. It's Will Anderson. He's the Defensive Player of the Year. 12 sacks, 2 fumble recoveries, 3 forced fumbles, more
tackles. You know who had more sacks, right?
Danielle Hunter had more sacks, but that's the only thing he had more than.
Well, they both forced 3 fumbles.
Yeah, but, you know. Will Anderson had more fumble recoveries. He had more tackles for loss.
What is more important to you, Joe? Forcing the fumble or recovering the fumble?
Well, he had 3 forced and 2 recovered.
No, yeah. I wasn't being snarky. I was actually asking like a real opinion on that.
Forcing it is more important?
Yeah, like I think it's more important to force it, but there is also something to recovering it. Like
there
you're
is,
giving
yes.
your team the ball.
Yes.
Like I think that's more random, the recovery. The fumble I think is like not as random. So I think the forced fumble is more important.
I would agree.
I also don't want to demean the recovery. Like no, that matters, right?
But you're right. It's random.
I gave my Defensive Player of the Year to Danielle Hunter. Will Anderson got my MVP. He's breaking him down in the little pregame. But Danielle Hunter, though, he gets my Defensive Player of the Year. 3 more sacks. They were even in forced fumbles. All the other stuff pretty even. I understand a few more TFLs. Tackles pretty even as well. But Danielle Hunter gets my Defensive Player of the Year.
I'm with Joe on this one. My Defensive Player of the Year went to Will Anderson. Very close. If I'm never going to argue against Danielle Hunter in this situation, but I'll give it to more tackles for a loss. And at least by some metrics, the more consistent applying pressure to the quarterback. Like he felt like he was more consistently in the quarterback's face or disrupting the run game than Danielle Hunter.
Your specialist of the year, Joe George.
It's Kaimi.
Clean sweep. Feels like there's no drama here.
Yeah, I gave mine to Kaimi as well.
Yeah, the other person I was considering, because we didn't mention his name once this year, I think. But it's because I don't know his name, so I can't really nominate him. But John Weeks' replacement, I will just say.
I do not know this man.
I think it's Austin Brinkman.
Can we now, here's a word Granato taught us, can we now denigrate John Weeks' career?
No.
Since Kaimi set a record after he left?
Mm-hmm. Brinkman's not as good a snapper.
I mean, Kaimi set a record. Which snapper did Kaimi set a record with?
Great point, Brian.
That doesn't mean you're a better snapper.
That's a part of it.
It's really not.
Ball was in the proper place more often.
It's a volume stat. It's kind of like RBIs, you know? Like, you might have more RBIs, but it doesn't mean that you're a better slugger. You know, it's more opportunity type of thing.
That's true. But
yeah. Rookie of the year. This one I think is up for debate.
I don't think so.
No. I think there's two.
I think there's three. I think there's a clear runaway. I think it's Ariante Ursary.
Okay. I actually voted for Ursary as well. So
I
mean, there isn't a debate.
The other one, I went with Winnie Marks.
Okay, so that's where I think the debate is at. Like, are we sure that he had a better rookie season than Jaden Higgins?
Yeah, I had Higgins, too, on my list.
Like, Higgins had more touchdowns than Woody Marks. Close, 6-5. But Higgins had 525 yards receiving. Woody Marks gets him there because he had 703 rushing, 208 receiving. So he's, you know, a little over 900 yards, but less touchdowns. I think that one's a little bit up in the air.
Yeah, I give it to Woody because, while, like you said, Higgins didn't end up with more touchdowns, I mean, Woody didn't really take over the role to what, week four or five? And on top of that, I would also argue, like, importance. Like, Woody became far more important to the week-by-week offense than Higgins was. Like, they could get by if Higgins didn't have a good game. Like, whereas Woody became the running game for a while.
I will say, I think at this point now, though, you've argued against that.
How so?
You said you're good with Gerard Jordan.
No, it was the 1B. Yeah, it was the 1B, and that was also a little living in the moment at the time.
Yeah.
Some weeks have passed, but I
would have Woody ahead of Higgins for what it's worth. I would go Ursary, Woody, Higgins. I just think the gap is closer than I think that most people would have it.
Yeah,
I think Higgins had a good rookie year, actually.
I think so, too. I think it's just because he wasn't involved in the offense till like later in the season as well. Like, he was kind of a nothing burger early on, and I thought he developed really well over the part of the season.
I think people would be surprised with 6 touchdowns for Higgins. Like, if you just asked somebody, like, without looking at the numbers, like, hey, touchdowns for Higgins, I don't think they would say 6.
No.
Yeah, I think that's more than Hop had as a rookie.
Yeah. I mean, that's as many as Nico had.
I don't remember how many Andre had as a rookie.
Higgins tied the team lead in receiving touchdowns. Yep. Like, he had a solid rookie year. I think he had a better rookie year than he gets credit for, actually. I really do. All right, last one. Non-head coach of the year.
I went Matt Burke. I think take it over defensive play calling, it didn't matter at all. Like we could have seen a drop-off there with the change and didn't feel it at all. So I think Burke deserves it this year as your coach of the year.
I hate how you voted.
Because I voted like you?
Yeah. I want conflict.
What, am I going to give that bum Nick Cayley?
I want debate.
Well, I didn't give it to Matt
Burke.
No,
I think it's a two-horse race. I think it's a two-horse race, but I also went with Matt Burke. Brian?
I went with Cole Popovich. Like, our biggest question coming into the season was, could they keep C.J. Stroud from getting killed? And we saw his, he was pressured at a higher level last year than Patrick Mahomes was in the Super Bowl. Yeah, it was an unreal pace. What's that?
Nothing.
I couldn't hear what you said. But, like, we saw his sack total. Now, granted, he did miss 3 games, but his sack total dropped under 30 sacks this year. Like, I think that's commendable to – I mean, they did spend some draft capital with Ursary, but other than that, they didn't go out and get a high – well, I guess they did with Cam Robinson, but then they didn't really even play him. So, like, Cole Popovich, I kind of made chicken salad out of chicken you-know-what, so a lot of credit to him.
I don't know what. What would you say it was?
I'm not going to say that word. Jeremy.
Yeah, I remember a soccer player who had that as the second half of his last name.
Yes, yes, even you finish it.
I can't remember his name. I can't remember his first name. I don't remember his last name. His last name was even Schlitz. No, I think it's a good argument for Popovich. I would have him 1A, 1B. I just give the slight edge to Burke. He's calling plays.
Yep.
All right, the text line has some thoughts. They have some funny ones, too. Like, this junkie says that
junkie
largest helmet award goes to Jalen Petrie.
Great call.
Dude, I tip my cap to Jalen Petrie. He's playing with the 8th wonder of the world on his head, flying around the field.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't affect him at all.
He's got the Astrodome on the top of his head.
I will say he looks a little bit cooler than Romeo Doubs.
It's the color.
I think Romeo Doubs looks the goofiest in the league.
Petrie pulls it off, man.
I think it looked weird with the red. I think that's the color thing. Like the blue,
it was like he was Olaying bulls.
Yeah,
like Toro was charging after him.
The navy, or whatever they call it these days, it's fine. But like with Doubs.
Oh, don't remember what they're actually calling it?
No, I think
it's Yankee blue.
Oh, that's right.
Well, they're not calling.
Well,
that officially.
Cal slipped up and called it Yankee blue.
So yeah, he did. It's Yankee blue.
What do they call it? Deep steel blue.
That's what it was.
Yeah, that's blue. The technical.
I think they still call it that.
They still call it that, but it's not actually deep steel blue now.
No. Well, I don't think it's a real color, Brian.
I think they changed. I can't remember who the provider is now, but that color wasn't available, so they had to choose something else.
Yeah, they went to the darker one. All right, let's get to the text lines awards. The Jalen Petrie largest helmet, 713-780-3776. The prestigious first inaugural 2025 Houston Texans awards, 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2. Shout out to HRP. You'd be surprised how often I hear from HRP. But Mike Holla, U of H class of 1990, go Cougs. He's over there at HRP, still running that bad boy. He used to protect a Heisman Trophy winner. Now he's been protecting businesses for 25 years. Chris Fisher's over there. Good people. Little Granado over there as well. And HRP provides comprehensive comprehensive human capital management services like HR compliance, benefits administration, and payroll. But here's where HRMP is great. It really sets them apart. They're going to work with you. They're going to customize a plan for what you need. What a thought, right? You're not reading off some menu. You're not ordering from, you know, option A, B, C. No, they're going to customize it for how you want it to be. They're going to tailor it for you. Nothing cookie cutter about HRMP. Their customer service, they're second to none. You'll never talk to a stranger on the other side of the line. You'll call someone that's familiar with you, familiar with your company. We've used it here forever. As long as I've been here, we used HRMP, and the customer service is phenomenal. I don't like to ask many questions, but the times that I do have questions, always a quick response, very easy to understand. They're so helpful. So take care of your employees. If you're an employer, you have employees, take care of your employees by getting HRMP. They can help you with HR compliance, benefits administration, payroll, onboarding, all of those areas, one of those areas. Let HRMP take on the demands of human resources, eliminate those HR burdens so you can get back to growing your business. Give them a call at 281-880-6525. Let HRMP customize a plan for you, tailor a plan for you. 281-880-6525 or check them out online at hrp.net. That's HRP.net.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is Jeremy and Joe, live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Couple of the listeners, ESPN YouTube, Kamari Lassiter, Defensive Player of the Year. He's really good. He's really good. I don't know if I can put him ahead of Hunter or Will, but he's really good. Also says Fairbairn's fool's gold. I don't trust him outside in critical situations. And D'Amico doesn't trust him for 58 yards indoors, so there is that. Marco Woody for Rookie of the Year. Kalen Bullock for Most Improved Player. Says the D-line coach for Coach of the Year. That'd be Rod Wright. Rod Wright got a vote on the text line.
Okay.
So there is that. They had a good year, but like if you're looking at their defensive coaches, I would have him as the third most important defensive coach at best.
So who are the two in front of him? Burke?
D'Amico and Burke.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Fairbairn accounted for 40% of the Texans' total points this season. That's embarrassing.
MVP.
My offensive player of the year is Trent Brown. Without him, the O-line wouldn't have gone from terrible to slightly below average. I like Trent Brown, but that's a little far-fetched. MVP is Mixon.
For not being there? For giving us Woody Marks?
So what do you think happened to Mixon?
I don't know.
Yeah. There's a theory floating around on the internet.
There is a theory floating around the internet. Cheddar Bob. But with his foot.
That he shot it.
Yep.
We had a junkie text us said that he got injured in a motorcycle accident. I don't know if
we can trust them because they said Kayvon Wallace got cut because of partying and he was resigned to the Texans today.
But he did resign?
Yeah, Aaron Wilson reported that.
To the practice squad?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, I don't think you can trust the junkies.
At least
until you can.
Yeah.
I'm surprised the Texans didn't try to void that contract.
That's why if it was something like that, I think they would have. Right?
Yeah. But, I mean, they do have the designation of NFLI, which they could have voided the contract.
Yeah. I feel like he just got hurt doing something football-related away from the team.
And then their, like, coyness to it just allows, you know, you're pouring gas on the fire.
And we'll find out soon.
Maybe.
I think as soon as they get eliminated, we'll find out.
I hope so. Cal's Barbecue Pit is always the MVP.
Good call.
I hate to say it, but Fairbairn is our best offensive weapon. Money Mills, MVP, kept the ship afloat.
Okay, so I said there was two I considered for my MVP. He was number two on my list.
What?
Yeah.
You're nuts. You're being goofy.
Where are they without him?
You're a goofball.
Where are they without him? Most valuable player.
Their other backup quarterback wins at least two of the three games that he started in.
You think Graham Mertz wins?
Well, no, I don't think that if Davis Mills was off of this team that they would have had Graham Mertz start. I think they would have had somebody else.
That's a good counter, but I can't prove that. What I know is what he did. He won games.
Lance McCullers is impressed by the Joe Mixon hiding the injury all year and let him be out all year. So I do have some miscellaneous awards, and you can add some miscellaneous awards if you have them as well.
Okay.
I have the most improved player. For me, it's Jalen Petrie. Jalen Petrie for me, I wasn't that high on him last year. I was worried about his coverage. He signed the contract. I was like, no, I don't like that contract. And then he's been really good this year. So I eat crow on that one. He's my most improved player of the year. If you had to pick a most improved, who would you pick?
Probably Petrie probably would be number one.
Okay.
I would say. I mean,
I think there's a 1B, though.
I mean, I think if you went within the season, that's where I think Higgins comes into play a little bit. Of where he started to where he finished. And, I mean, I guess Urser even would apply. If you're going year to year, I would say Petrie and then what the Texter said. I think Bullock's an interesting choice.
See, I thought Bullock was pretty good last year as a it's Bullock.
Bullock, yeah.
I thought he was pretty good as a rookie last year. I think that you could go with Dalton Schultz, most improved.
That's a good call.
But I went with comeback player of the year for Dalton Schultz.
What about Kaimi?
I mean, he's been pretty good.
I mean, not Kaimi. Kamari Lassiter.
I mean, he's pretty good last year too,
but he's elite now. You could argue, right? So like, he's taken a larger leap this year than I think Petrie did because of how good he is now.
Yeah, I could see what you're saying. I guess my thought here is I liked Kamari last year, and I still like Kamari this year. Whereas last year I didn't really like Petrie, and this year I do.
That's
same thing with Schultz.
Totally
like last year, I didn't really like Schultz. This year, I do.
Yeah, I thought he looked slow last year. I think he still looks kind of
slow. But yeah, he still looks slow.
It's more effective this year.
He's just more productive. And Casario said like he was banged up last year and like he had injuries and like maybe he was playing it hurt and we just never diagnosed it and they didn't tell us because they didn't put him on the injury report.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, well, if he's not injured, he must be hurt or not good and washed. But then this year, he's bounced back. It's been pretty good. Somebody said Tommy Togiai is most improved.
That's a good call.
That's a great call.
It's a good call.
I was listening to D'Amico Ryans with John Harris and Mark Vandermeer on their YouTube channel, and apparently the story on the Togiai, like playing an offensive snap. So Nick Caley knocked on D'Amico's door. I don't know if that's to be true, but Nick Caley went to D'Amico and was like, hey, can we use Togiai on offense? And D'Amico's like, that's a great idea.
Okay.
And then they like, you know, practiced it or whatever, although they didn't do live reps. CJ Stroud told us that after the game, but they walked through it, I guess. He said they had a few plays like that, goal line, because, I mean, if you have one play, you should have a counter to it.
Sure.
So apparently after that fumble where they got the ball at the 2-yard line, D'Amico Ryans told Nick Caley to put Togiai into the game.
Nice.
So there was a D'Amico Ryans call.
I like that.
It worked. They scored a touchdown.
They scored a touchdown.
It was a great call, D'Amico. He meddled and they scored.
What would you say as the best botched play award? Is it that one?
No.
Or is it the Woody Marks play?
No, it's the one that they snapped it between Stroud's legs.
Yeah.
Like that was way cooler.
Yes, I agree.
Way luckier.
That's
I think the
best botch play of the year award.
Like you see quarterbacks miss handoffs from time to time. Like
yes.
Whether it's a running back that goes the wrong way, quarterback turns the wrong way. Like that happens a fair amount. Like a quarterback's going to miss the running back every now and then. You do not see a quarterback under center have a ball snapped between his legs into the backfield.
Yeah.
That is incredibly rare.
Yeah.
So that one for sure.
Okay. I agree.
Junkie says most improved C. G. J. Does he mean C. J. Gardner Johnson?
Probably.
Who is C. G. J.?
Yeah, I think that's what he meant.
Like those initials are out of order, and they didn't finish it.
I know, but I'm assuming that's what he meant.
And how would he be most improved? Because he's playing in where is he in Chicago?
Yeah,
he got hurt, right?
Yeah, he's concussion protocol.
Oh dang!
So we'll
CD's not going to be ready.
I don't think he's going to be ready. I think he's going to play.
That's Fairbairn wins for longest first name.
That's fact.
He does have a long first name.
Most improved person award I have written down.
Most improved person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aziz.
Oh, yeah.
Going from, you know, nearly killing Trevor Lawrence to Walter Payton Man of the Year.
People wanted him out of the league.
What's up, Trevor?
I know. But you know what?
Now, I think Aziz has always been this type of guy. People are just realizing it now.
Yes. But you can't ignore what's in front of you, which is people want him out of the league to Walter Payton Man of the Year. So
you know what makes me laugh? Is whenever whenever Aziz got the Walter Payton Award, seeing the Jacksonville reaction to that.
Oh, they got so upset.
So funny. And what also gets like cracks me up is like how Houston media reacts to Jacksonville Jaguar fan. Like they care about them having a negative opinion about Aziz.
They do.
It's like, why do you care about their opinion?
Yeah, but I feel like that's what Houston kind of does.
I don't care if fans do it.
Yeah, no, but I think, like, even media, like, I feel like it's, like, the media trickles down to the fans' reaction.
It's kind of weird.
Like, it's basically, like, they've kept the Athletic in business because of the Astros sign stealing scandal.
The media caring about other fans' opinion of the team you're covering, is bizarre to me.
It's one of the quirks of Houston, I think.
Yeah. Kind of funny. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. The fact that Orlando Brown is playable is impressive. It's Trent Brown. It's not Orlando Brown.
Yep.
Most improved image award for Z's. That goes to what you're saying. All right. I don't think that this guy has a – or lady. I shouldn't assume. He doesn't have – he or she does not have an improved image. The Bayou Murderer.
Oh, yeah.
What's the nickname going to be for the Bayou Murderer? I think it is our job to do it because some people are scared of this. Like, hey, we can't talk about this. We can't talk about the Bayou Murderer. We can't talk about the nickname of the Bayou Murderer. Well, we don't care about that. What should the nickname be of whoever is murdering people and then throwing their bodies in the Houston bayous? 713-780-3776, Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Back with Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from inside the Huntington Bank Studios
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Right, we think we have a serial killer in Houston. Somebody's dumping bodies in the bayou. And I think it's our job as a radio host on a sports radio station to coin a nickname for this bayou body dumper, murderer, serial killer, whatever. Anything at the top of your mind?
I struggle with this one.
The text line is on fire.
Okay.
Right now with a bunch of they have the Bayou Batty as one of them. Yeah. It's okay. Do we know that Joe Mixon is not one of the Bayou bodies?
Yes.
There are pictures of Mixon. He's been in some Texan suites. The killer bee, and then in parentheses, IU.
Okay.
That one's not bad. It's just hard to say. It looks better than it is. It's better to read than it is to say.
Should that be reversed, the bee killer?
Yeah, but it doesn't have the Houston reference, though.
Yeah, I think that'd be if you know, you know situation, but sure.
No, I don't think bee killer's good.
That's fair.
I think this is going to be the leader in the clubhouse.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't like the way it rolls off the tongue. I think it looks great when you read it. I think it's great for an article. I think it's great for a newspaper. I think it's great for a story you read online. I don't think it doesn't roll off the tongue.
The killer bayou doesn't roll off the tongue?
No, because that doesn't – bayou eliminates the B, right? Killer B, bayou. Plus, if it's in parentheses, are you really supposed to say it?
No, probably not.
Yeah. So, like, he's the killer bee? It doesn't roll off the tongue. It is great in the written form. It is not great in the spoken form.
I don't know the form of how these people were dispatched, but could it be the Bayou Basher?
Okay, that's not bad.
At least there's some alliteration.
It's way better than Bee Killer, I will say that.
Thank you. Get
bronchitis again, Brian. A Bayou Butcher, says a junkie.
Okay,
that's not awful. A Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs would fit. Yeah, I mean, you're just kind of stealing one. There's not really any play to Houston.
Yeah,
that
might be a copyright situation.
Robert in Orange says the Bayou Butcher. Okay, kind of like that one. That one's not bad.
Are they being butchered?
I don't know the state of their bodies, Joe.
That's why I mentioned it's
a reference to Dexter. TV show where he's the Bay Harbor Butcher, but he would.
But he's butchering up bodies.
Yeah, cut up the bodies.
Slicing and dicing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and we don't know that these bodies are being sliced and diced.
Yes.
I don't think they are being sliced and diced.
I haven't heard that.
Bayou Butcher, another Bayou Butcher, the Bayou Boogeyman.
That's good.
It's not bad.
The Bayou Boogeyman's good because it's kind of like we don't know who it is. It's like Boogeyman kind of like is in silence and is mysterious and is unknown, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a pretty good reflection of what is happening.
Bayou Brutalizer.
Okay. They're getting better. The Buffalo Bayou Butcher.
It's a little long.
I can see where you're at with the Butcher, so I'm willing to get rid of the Butcher ones. A Buffalo Bayou Butcher, and that's the leader in the clubhouse, though. We had Candyman. This is Bayou Man.
Bayou Man's good.
Bayou Bill, kind of like Buffalo Bill, Hannibal Lecter's buddy. That's not bad.
Okay.
It's not bad. Better. The Bayou murderer nickname, Jack the Dipper.
Okay.
Dean Coral lived like a block from my brother, Flex. Serial killer Flex. Buffalo Bayou Bill, a cheap knockoff, but the guy from Silence of the Lambs. So there you go, another Buffalo Bill. Houston Headhunter. We don't know how the bodies are getting killed, though.
Yeah.
Headhunter would be great for like an assassin serial killer.
Yes, but I don't think it fits necessarily with this.
Yeah, I'm not really sure the state of the bodies.
And I feel like you have to include Bayou in some.
Yeah, because they're in the Bayou.
Yes.
All the bodies are from the Bayou. I agree. Buffalo Bayou Bill. The Bayou Bloater. Bloater's a funny word. Bayou Batty. Bayou Bandit. Oh, that's not bad.
Bayou Bandit's good.
Bayou Bandit's not bad. The Space City Strangler.
We don't know if they're being strangled.
We don't. And I like your point about the Bayou.
Yeah, I think it's
Hatchetman.
It's where they're being placed.
Buffalo Bayou Dumper. That's not that fun. Houston Hangman. H-Town Hunter. The Bagged Well Bayou Bodies.
That's too much.
Yeah, it's too much. And you have to like contort the way you're saying it. Yeah, this the YouTube one cracks me up from Marco. He said the Clutch City Slasher. I don't like we use Clutch City as like a positive moniker.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to ruin it.
I don't know if we should give the serial killer the Clutch City moniker.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want these murders to be like Clutch Baby. In clutch time, he's coming through.
If we're trying to get rid of monikers for the city, then how about Houston, you have a serial killer?
Oh,
no.
Great call, Brian.
That's not good.
Then no one will use it anymore.
Space City Killer, Bayou Butcher again. Greens Reaper, the HBK Murderer, Houston Bayou Killer.
I don't get that one.
Yeah, I don't really get that one. Bayou Floater. Concrete River Killer.
That's too much.
Oh, man. Now, I think we have a problem in our hands, though.
Yes.
Space City Stalker, Space City Slasher, Clutch City Killer, but he spelled it with a C. I want to say Siller, though, when you say that.
Yes. I mean, I don't get this thing, how they can just be like, oh, yeah, no problem here.
Ooh.
Just keeps happening.
The Beast of the Bayou. Ooh.
That almost sounds
like that.
Yeah, but that's like, I feel like I want to save that. Like, give that
Choke
to like
City.
give it to someone like who is coming up through like Booker T's wrestling program, the Beast of the Bayou.
The Beast of the Bayou is a great name.
Yeah, like I don't want to waste it on a serial killer. I want to give it to a wrestler.
Swamp Slayer, the Bayou Basher, the Buffalo Bayou Body Bags, Bayou City Boogeyman. That's not bad.
The Boogeyman was good.
Do you like Bayou Boogeyman or Boogeyman? Yeah, I like Bayou Boogeyman.
I like Bayou Boogeyman.
Yeah, Bayou Boogeyman is better than two.
Are saying Bayou.
Yep.
Waterway Wrangler. It's killing time in Houston, Clay Walker.
I thought it was just time to play.
Time in Houston.
You can't be ready to.
The Boogeyman is ready to kill.
We got no time to be alive now. It's red and red and red and red today. Oh, we could keep going, but I won't.
All right, so what are we going with? What's the nickname of the serial? The mayor says we don't have a serial killer, but we think that.
Now they always say that before they actually do have one.
What are we going to go with?
I think I like the Boogeyman.
Yeah, Bayou Boogeyman's good.
So Bayou Boogeyman or Bayou City Boogeyman?
I think just the Bayou Boogeyman.
Yeah, drop the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drop the fee. Thank you, Sean Parker. No, I agree with that. I like the alliteration there better. Bayou Boogeyman.
Yep, I agree. Sold.
Are all the bodies in the Buffalo Bayou, or are they in different bayous?
I don't know. I think
should we go Buffalo Bayou Boogeyman or just Bayou Boogeyman?
If it's all in the Buffalo Bayou, then I say yes.
Yeah, I need
more
information.
Identify it more.
So we'll go with the Buffalo Bayou Boogeyman unless more of the bodies have been not in the Buffalo Bayou.
Brian asked me this during the break. Have you watched the Texas Killing Fields documentary?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Yeah, when I watched it, I realized I drove past it every day.
Yeah, I think you said that on the show before.
Maybe.
Flex. What's your favorite serial killer nickname?
For
me, it's Night Stalker.
Night Stalker.
Richard Ramirez.
Is that the one that was like late at night going to young females' homes?
He killed. No, he was actually kind of a rarity because he was indiscriminately killing men, women, and children.
Oh, wow.
But it was in L.A., and he eventually got caught in a neighborhood running from police.
Was that a Netflix documentary?
There was, yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw that. I think I saw that.
I think Zodiac.
The Zodiac's a good nickname.
Yeah, pretty good. You never got caught, too, so maybe that's some cred.
That documentary is really good because they pretty much admit, like, they know who it is.
Well, then why wouldn't they do anything?
Well, because he's dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was a good documentary.
Yeah, but, like, it's the guy in the movie who they early on think it is who they really believe it is.
Jack the Ripper's a pretty good
one. Jack the Ripper.
That's probably actually the GOAT.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good one. Although the Dean Quarrel, I think that's how you say his last name, his nickname's pretty good. Serial killer nickname.
Candyman?
Yeah, that's not a bad one.
Two things from Deer Park, Andy Pettit and the Candyman.
He's buried there. Says that he's buried at the Grand View Funeral and Memorial Park in Deer Park, Texas.
It's off of Spencer,
next to a serial killer.
No, absolutely not.
That'd be a hard no for me. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Who is your junkie of the day? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
ESPN 97.5. This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie. Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like I'm some kind of ski junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
What loser will be the winner? 713-780-3776. Who is your junkie of the day? Coming up after us, by the way, never a junkie. Glenn Davis, Soccer Matters.
Just huge up.
Although, 10 o'clock, Hall of Fame, Booker T, maybe the most famous junkie of all time. Comicast at 9, Rocket Power. Rocket Power! What are y'all talking about in Rocket Power today, Joe? The Rockets?
Life without Albert and Shingun. And some New Year's resolutions, even though it's generous.
Yeah, I gave Sean some grief for that. It's too late,
man.
For New Year's resolutions.
I forgot to do something today. All right, anyways, who's your junkie of the day, Joe?
I'm going to go Damon Williams. This is a disaster waiting to happen.
Disaster.
And just, I guess the transfer portal in general, but I do think if you make a commitment, you should stick with it. So I'll nominate him.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a bad one. Alex wanted to nominate you, Joe.
Why?
For mispronouncing Kalen Bullock's name.
Oh, I thought it was going to be for the four quarters thing.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Good call. I nominate Joe for saying there's four quarters in a men's college basketball game, because there's actually four quarters in a women's college basketball game. Was that your confusion, Joe? Was that you're watching a lot of women's college basketball and you know that they play four quarters and not two halves?
To be honest with you, like when Brian said that, I forgot that I said that earlier in the show. So I was like, what is he talking about?
I forgot, too. I nominate this Sugarland plastic surgeon. The Texas Medical Board suspended this Sugarland plastic surgeon.
Uh-huh.
He was accused of operating while intoxicated.
Do that.
Yeah. What are the things that you do better after a few drinks?
Can we save that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
That feels like a full topic.
Your mom feels like... Okay, Brian.
Wow.
Jeez, Jeremy.
Save that for the commercial break, Brandon.
I forgot. All right, Brian, who's your junkie of the day?
I don't know if you guys saw the whole thing with Trinidad Chambliss and filing for a sixth year.
Yeah.
Not that he's filing for a sixth year. That's not the junkie of the day nomination part. But part of his reasoning when he was talking about why he should get one, he mentioned, I'm a great guy. So add that to the reasons why players should get an extra year in college football.
I kind of like that.
I'm a great dude.
I'm a great guy.
Joe, for confusing how to test if eggs are bad or not with the way they used a test to see if women were witches in the 1600s.
It's not confusion.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have it right. You had it reversed.
No, but that's also how they tested for witches.
All right, what's winning?
Me, four quarters. Come on, man. What am I doing here?
I was going to go Joe for the egg test.
Yeah,
I'll go Joe for botching Kalen Bullock's name.
Don't forget, I also said Sam Darnold instead of Sam Bradford.
Joe gets every level of the podium. Congratulations, Joe.
I miss Paul.
I'm glad that I can
tease. Thanks for the time, Jeremy.
This is a lot of fun. I like teasing people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do. I like being teased back. It's just like locker room culture, which it's just
he's
fun.
Really good at reading the holes and penetrating through them.
Thanks, you guys have, you know, minds in the gutters. All right, it's going to do it for us. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Glenn Davis, Soccer Matters, right now on ESPN 97.5. Good night, Houston.
ESPN 97.5.